It's now time for a locker room chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse after getting a 46-8 win against Riverside this past week. And coach, this was a game where we saw Quentin Aldifer play quarterback quite a bit, and then we got to see a little bit of Jacob Flinney, but it was all Matt Becker. Well, it wasn't all Matt Becker, but he had 4 touchdowns in this game. He was fantastic.
Yeah, Matt May, he's a good kid. He's a special kid. He just touched the ball, and good things probably are going to happen for you. So he's a senior, and we expect a senior to do that, and he's doing it. And he's got to continue to do that for us to be successful. So, and he will. He's a good kid. So, and the rest of Bruce, the other kids are playing well as well.
Coach, you got to a good start in this one. You guys got a stop, and then you end up getting a blocked punt. And then you guys set yourself up for success for the rest of the first half. How do you feel like you were able to set the tone in the first half?
I think Jared, it was defense. Our defense, I thought, played extremely well. I thought we had 7-8 guys for the football. We flew around. I don't think they picked up first down until midway through the third or sometime in the third. So our defense kind of set our offense up, and that block punt was huge. Got the ball on the 1-yard line or somewhere down there, 5, and scored a touchdown, and we kind of took off from there. But that was the defense. Friday night defenses, they played exceptionally well. Brody Grisnick, I think, had 10 tackles or 11, and block punt, and Colton had 13 tackles and a sack, and we had a couple picks and a fumble recovery. So defensively played really, really well.
Yeah, you guys ended up getting a fumble recovery, a couple of sacks, and a couple of interceptions, as you mentioned. How important is it for you guys to not only get those interceptions, but at the same time, not give some of those back?
Well, that's the key. I mean, that's like one football game, Jared. You take the ball away more than you give it up, and that helps. So, and our defense has been pretty consistent all year long. I felt like we've been there all year, and they put our offensive situations where maybe get some easy scores if they didn't score themselves. So very, very pleased with the defense, and we just got to continue to do what we're doing defensively.
Let's take a quick break. We'll have more from Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse in just a bit. Back here with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse here on Locker Room Chat ahead of their game coming up against Pleasant Ridge on the road. But before we get to that one, coach, kind of talking about Jacob Flinney off that injury from a couple weeks ago, how do you feel like he looked? He played a lot of snaps on defense, a few on offense. Your overall thoughts on the way he played?
I think for his first time out, early I thought he was a little bit gun-shy. I mean, I know gun-shy, but just cautious with it. And I think as the game continued, as it progressed, and he got more playing time, I felt like he quit worrying about his knee and just started playing. Just went and started playing football. So he's going to be all right. He's had surgery when the season's over, and we'll go from there. But as far as playing wise, I thought he did everything we asked of him, and it could be one play he's out. He knows that, so he's going to go play hard. It's the type of kid he is. He'll play hard and leave it on the football field.
And coach, right before this, we talked about your expectations from him on offense this upcoming week. What do you expect his role to be?
Well, I think we're gonna start him back at a spinner back quarterback, and we're gonna kind of go back to way it kind of was before he got hurt. And I feel like that's it makes our team a little bit better when he's there at this point in the season. So we're gonna try him there, and we're gonna see how far we go with him. And if it doesn't work out, Quentin's done a fabulous job back there. The game and a half or so he's played back, 2 games he's played. So hopefully he continues that. We got him there, and he's, like I said, he's very, very confident back there, and very capable of being a great quarterback.
And, Coach, you guys have a matchup against Pleasant Ridge. It's non-league. It's non-district. So when you try to get your kids hyped up, what do you tell them that you're playing, playing for this week?
Well, I think, like we told them all week, it's a pride thing. We want to go into playoffs with, we don't want to be losing a game going into playoffs. I think, that's the mindset the kids can have, and that's the mindset we should have all the time, Jared, is it doesn't matter if it's district, non-district league, or non-league, or whatever it is it's still a football game, and we still want to win that football game. And So these kids know that. They'll go out and they'll play the best they can play that night, and let the chips fall where they may fall.
Absolutely. It's all you can do. And, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, as always, and best of luck coming up against Pea Ridge.
Thank you very much, Jared.
That was Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wankland Oil Company.